Democrats mercilessly mocked for "Thank You, Stephen Colbert" social media tribute. By Simon Kent on May 25, 2026. Democrats were roasted Friday after the party's official account lauded comedian Stephen Colbert one day after his late-night era was consigned to the dustbin of history. "Thank You, Stephen Colbert," the account fawned in a post accompanied by a photo collage of the erstwhile Late Show host alongside former Presidents Barack Obama and Joe Biden, former First Lady Michelle Obama and former Vice President Kamala Harris. The party was quickly mocked by those happy to point out Colbert's partisan left-wing ways did nothing to endear his show to a wider audience. Former Trump White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer wrote, "I want to personally thank Brian, making it crystal clear why this show is a money pit and only existed to promote left-wing causes and candidates." Others chimed in. "Thank you for what? For being an activist for the Democratic Party?" another user asked. "I guess he deserved this." Republican commentator Matt Whitlock mused, "Dang, I can't believe people thought this show was more about politics than entertainment." Ex-user Sonny pointed out the hypocrisy involved. "Totally normal late-night comedy program where a political party is mourning its loss by posting photos of all of the candidates the late-night comedy program promoted for free." The last of many, many observations belongs to President Donald Trump, who took to Truth Social with his own post Thursday. "Colbert is finally finished at CBS. Amazing that he lasted so long. No talent, no ratings, no life. He was like a dead person. You could take any person off of the street and they would be better than this total jerk. Thank goodness he's finally gone," the president wrote. As Breitbart News reported, the last episode of Colbert's basement-rated 11-season show saw him being joined by Paul McCartney. Other celebrities like Bryan Cranston, Tim Meadows, Paul Rudd and Tig Notaro had cameos. "If you're just tuning into The Late Show, you've missed a lot," Colbert said, as he told the audience it was the show's last broadcast at the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York. He further admitted the show had sunk to an even deeper new low with viewers. CBS canceled Colbert and his entire show last July, a couple of days after Colbert joked about Paramount, the company that owns the network, paying Trump $16 million to settle a lawsuit while trying to push through a merger it needed federal approval for. Colbert denounced his parent company's agreement with the president as a big, fat bribe for the Skydance merger. The network maintained it was purely for financial reasons, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.